The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny.
Squeeze and the Squeeze Songbook Tour comes to the Academy of Music Theater in Northampton, Massachusetts tonight. Squeeze is a band first formed in 1973, shortly after Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook had begun their songwriting partnership, brought together by an ad in a sweet shop window. By 1977, they had made their recording debut and enjoyed a string of hits which lasted until 1982, the maturity of their songs outliving their initial burst of chart activity on the back of New Wave. Over the years, they have had solo careers, occasional separations, but the songwriting duo of Chris and Glenn reunited 10 years ago to relaunch Squeeze, and they have been touring, writing, and recording ever since. Again, they are in Northampton tonight for the Squeeze Songbook Tour, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Chris Difford to the roundtable this morning. Chris, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and enjoying my morning in Northampton. What a beautiful town it is.
It is a gorgeous town, and it's very nice to have you in town. Give us a sense of how, just the name of this tour, I love, the Squeeze Songbook Tour. So how did you think of it in those terms?
Well, we don't have a new album to promote, and we've got 47 years of songwriting behind us. So we thought the best way to promote a tour would be to have a songbook tour. That way we could delve into all sorts of different eras of our past and different kind of songs from different albums. And I think audiences appreciate that. They appreciate the fact that they can hear things that they haven't heard for many years.
Do you have a hard time believing that it's been almost 50 years of songwriting?
I really do, yeah. I sit on the bus here and I look out the window and I think, has it really been this long? And, I'm thinking about my garden and, where the next stage of my life is.
So when you think about that stage of where you are now, with you and Chris reuniting and doing this, I assume you do it out of an enjoyment, that you enjoy doing it and you enjoy presenting the songs to an audience that perhaps is new or perhaps one that you had cultivated decades ago.
Well, firstly, our fans have been coming to see us for many years, but we do have a new following. Younger people come to see us, and that's quite incredible. So they've discovered us through music streaming, I guess. And we do enjoy it when we're on stage. There is nothing quite as fulfilling as being in the theatre of your own song and performing it. We have a fantastic band. And so those 2 hours that we're doing that, it's an incredible feeling. It's a commitment.
What were those early days like when the two of you were working, you were writing songs, and to the point where you say, oh, okay, we've got this. We have broken out, and while a lot of other people are doing what we're doing, we're making a living at it.
I think I'm only just realizing that. when you're younger, you don't. Well, I didn't anyway. I didn't think like that. I just went from like a pinball in a pinball machine. I was just being knocked all over the place. I didn't really have any feelings or understanding of what was going on. And maybe that was kind of a good thing because I didn't have any fears about what we were doing. I just did it. And as you get older, you get more time to think and dwell upon what you're doing and focus on the right and wrong and the good and the bad. And, that's what you discover when you're touring.
But you also, I assume when you look back, you think to yourself, I did enjoy this. I had fun doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
These were good years and good times.
I think when I end up in the retirement home and people ask me those questions, I'll definitely say, yes, I enjoyed it before I start to dribble. So I'm away from dribbling yet, but I did enjoy the touring. I still enjoy the touring. There's a lot of it this year, much more than any year in previous history for us, because we're going out supporting Hall & Oates all over the country.
Right.
So basically from May till September, we'll be on the road with those guys.
You'll be actually in Saratoga Springs, New York, with Hall & Oates coming to Saratoga Performing Arts Center, which is exciting as well. What is it? Obviously, it's a different vibe when you're opening than when you have your own show, in, like you're going to have tonight in Northampton.
Yeah, well, tonight we've got our show, which is kind of runs pretty much the same every night. It's one song after another. There's not a lot of time to take breath because we don't have a lot of time, so we just put in as many songs as possible. And you know, we're not great orators on stage, so we've got no great stories to tell within the context of being in Squeeze. That's something that we do when we do our solo shows.
When you think about the sort of the ins and outs of the band, I guess the band first broke up in 1983, did that feel right at the time? And do you look at that and say, okay, well, that made sense. Then you reunited in 85. So that all worked for you at the time.
It did work. On reflection, it wasn't planned particularly well, I don't think, but we did what we did. And looking back on it, thank God that we had that break. It's good to have times away from the music that you create so that you can understand the quality of it, I suppose, from my point of view. I don't take it as read that we've got fantastic songs. I have to wait for them to sort of settle in my soul. It takes some years sometimes.
Do you still, what is it like for you to still as you write, and I'm interested in the writing aspect of, do you get joy from that, or is that something, or I've had other songwriters explain to me, it's not so much a joy as something that they have to do.
Oh my God, it's a joy. It's an absolute spiritual joy. And if I had more days in the year, I would have more days in the year being joyous writing songs, but I don't, because I'm out being that guy in Squeeze, and you know, he has to go out and do what he does so that eventually the guy who writes the songs can sit still.
In sitting still and writing and writing songs, but if you're in the work that you are creating now, on the songs that you're creating now, are they in some way, because they're relevant, they're contemporary, that they have more meaning to you, or are they all your children in some way?
I guess throughout our career, the songs have become our children, definitely. You know, the last record that we recorded was over 2 years ago now. As a partnership, we haven't written anything for over 2 years because we simply just didn't have the time to come together. But it's something that I really enjoy doing as a lyricist and as a storyteller. I like to sit down and tell tales. But to do that, you have to be able to be still and you can't be like that when you're sitting on a bus traveling around. At least I can't anyway. I'm not very good at multitasking at the best of times.
So the last album, as you mentioned, was The Knowledge that came out in 2017. So do the two of you think, okay, well, it may not happen today and it may not happen tomorrow, but we are going to work on another album?
I don't know. I don't think there's any pressure, which is good for us to think about another album. It'll happen if it happens, and it's normally inspired by us having some time out to write the songs in the first place, and I can't see that window for at least a year anyway. And a lot of people say, well, you know, with streaming and stuff, you don't have to record records anymore, you just put out tracks.
Yeah.
But I am of the opposite opinion. I think I was just reading this morning that Paul Weller he's got yet another album out. I mean, he puts an album out almost every year. And the quality of his songwriting and his records gets better and better and better. So I think albums are important for our fans because we grew up together embracing the record industry for what it was in those days. And I think that's what people want. I don't think they want tracks here and there. I think they're kind of, that's like flirtation.
Squeeze is at the Academy of Music Theater in Northampton tonight, and you can find more information by going to aomtheater.com. What can people expect?
Hundreds of songs in about 15, 20 minutes. it's a 90-minute show, and it's packed full of songs. You won't be able to catch your breath. And, you know, we dive down into some stuff that people haven't heard for a long time. And then, of course, there's, you know, all the regular hits, you know, from Argy Bargy, Side Story. So people won't go away disappointed, I don't imagine.
Not at all. It's Squeeze, the Squeeze Songbook Tour, coming to the Academy of Music Theater in Northampton tonight. AOMtheater.com for more information. Chris Difford, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Have a great gig tonight.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Great pleasure to have you.
Thank you. God bless.
And to you. Thank
you.
Bye. Again, Squeeze at the Academy of Music Theater in Northampton tonight. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.